Enter now with us the world of writer, noir historian, L.A. Muse, novelist, James Ellroy. One of a kind. If you've read his many books, you know the sentences that crack like gunfire, the dialogue that assaults as well as evokes another time. You can get a taste of Planet Ellroy from the movies that have been made of his books.
They thought they had it all figured out.
Great test, Elizabeth Shaw.
Don't walk out on me, Richard.
I didn't kill nobody!
I can do that.
She was young and beautiful, determined to be famous.
But what started as a murder...
You talk only to me on this one.
...became a mystery.
Those are bits from L.A. Confidential and The Black Dahlia. Ellroy's world of beautiful women, tough cops, death, and Hollywood is also an inner landscape. Ellroy's latest memoir, The Hilliker Curse, Hilliker, his mother's maiden name, is about how the brutal murder of his sexually loose mom when he was 10 years old and just beginning adolescence has defined him in many ways. In the book, he writes of bizarre sexual fantasies of his mother and the childlike suspicion that he had conjured her death in some way after a bitter argument over dumping Ellroy's father. Ellroy's mother's murder led to a lifelong search for closure through red-headed women, flirtations with death and self-destruction, all with that desperate energy we associate with Ellroy's many novels. James Ellroy, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Great
How
to have you here. You know, the Hilliker Curse is you, in a sense, returning to a territory that it seems to be has been a dominant narrative in all of your life. The woman who began your curious relationship with all subsequent women.
My mother, who was murdered in 1958, it's the subject of my 1996 memoir, My Dark Places, that you interviewed me for. Over time, I've come to realize that murder is not the dominant story of my life. It's women. Thus, I conceived the Hilliker Curse, subtitled My Pursuit of Women.
What is the Hilliker Curse?
The Hilliker Curse is my issue of invective on the occasion of my 10th birthday when my 43-year-old alcoholic registered nurse mother sat me down and said, well, I divorced your dad 3 years ago. You're a young man. Now you can decide who you want to live with, your dad or me. And I said, my dad. And she whacked me. And I fell off the couch and gouged my head on a glass coffee table and summoned her dad. I had recently read a kid's book.
Summoned her dad. She eventually was murdered.
She was murdered 3 months later.
And you have never been able to disconnect that summoning impulse after that horrible experience of your birthday and what eventually happened to her?
No, even as I have realized periodically that it's an entirely fatuous construction.
Sure.
And as I state in the Hilliker Curse, I was girl-crazed prior to the issuing of the curse. Yet there is this overweening sex drive in me, overweening compulsion, compensating tenderness, and Hilliker Curse is a book, as you know, with a happy ending because I could not have summoned the woman who summoned me.
Well, you know, this book does play like a cautionary tale for perhaps some of us who have unbridled passions, but it also plays as a kind of a almost drunken call to an old girlfriend in the night, here's what I really wanted to tell you kind of idea. And yet you tell the story of so many relationships in this book.
I wanted to address the phenomenon of women in my life. I wanted to, with proper decorum, address them. And as I state in the prologue, distinguish them with a capital T from her, my mother, Jean Hilliker, with the capital H.
Do you think you were unable to do that during most of your adult life?
Absolutely. I lacked the fortitude and I lacked the wisdom and the self-knowledge to do it.
I mean, it must have been a torturous experience for some of those women, sort of realizing that they were just sort of surrogates for this huge monster issue that came out of your childhood.
There's a metaphor in this book, and it's Beethoven, and it's my fixation on Beethoven, the greatest artist who ever lived. Death. The most visionary.
That's an Ellroy detail. It's irresistible.
Oh, yes. And as Erica Schickel, my beloved, who ultimately summons me, told me recently, he had to go deaf to go that deep. And she's absolutely right. And I was deaf to the real world. And my curiosity pertaining to the world would cohere around two things, history and women. So, of course, I merged them in the fiction that I write. And I got to the point in my life where the dominant theme of women took over to the extent where I knew I had to write this book.
Hmm. You know, a lot of authors talk about how their fiction is a way of exploring issues that they probably couldn't explore in candid nonfiction. For you, you kind of need both. Why is that?
I need to honor the women that I have been with specifically, and there's a lot in Hilliker Curse that pertains to my previous novel, Bloods Are Over, and the two women who helped me form the narrative. I wanted to honor them and place them in the context of history. Okay, both relationships went bad. I had the opportunity to walk away or honor a debt because I learned things from these two women that set me up for Erika Schickel.
You know, people might listen to what you're saying and think of this book as an elaborate sort of I'm sorry to old girlfriends who you maybe did wrong by and had some reason to seek recompense or solace.
There's that aspect of it, but here's the truth of memoir in my case. I've led an action-packed, swinging life.
Yeah.
I have constantly assessed the meaning of things throughout my lifetime. And one, you've written a memoir, a full-length one, John. You know how this is. You had better address a universal issue or you're solipsistic. And the issue of men and women is enveloping and universal.
Now, are you ever going to shake this off? I mean, I definitely feel in reading The Hilliker Curse that, you know, you've had a wild swing in life. But I yearn for you to have maybe a little more fun. Is that in
your
future?
I'm having a blast with Erika Schickel.
All right, but if this goes bad, I mean, you're going to have to ride through it.
It's not going to go bad.
Jim,
that's the thing.
On. James.
It's okay, James. It's not going to go bad. And it gets better and better and better. And Ms. Schickel and I flourish, and we both know it, and we came up, and I will say the proper language here, came up with this concept last week, a love so deep, even we can't it up.
Yeah. TMI there, James. Too much information.
What?
That's the story of your life.
Yeah. Yes, but artfully exposited. And as always, explicating larger issues, John.
What if the former women in your life said about this book? Have any sort of responded, hey, thanks so much for putting me in the Hilliker curse? Or did they say, you know, I kind of wish you didn't go there and make that a very public thing? Although they must know
there are no there are no surnames other than Helen Knode, my second ex-wife, who remains my best friend. You are allowed, you've written a full-length memoir, John. Yeah. You are allowed to omit, emphasize, describe yourself as a younger man and attribute meaning as an older man. You're allowed to do all these things. And I think I've deftly disguised identity and I've taken the blame for the failure of the various relationships.
So you're confident that there's no woman waiting with a silencer and a briefcase outside one of your book events?
As long as she's firing blanks, I'm nothing but grateful.
James Elroy, The Hilliker Curse is his latest book, My Pursuit of Women, really an attempt to get beyond an event when you were 10 years old, the murder of your mother. Successful?
My mother and I continue, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Happy Mother's Day,
thank
James
you.
Elroy.
Thank you, brother.
He's one of a kind.
He is, thank goodness, because, you know, I wouldn't want to have been. He'd be a bad ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be in that book, that's
no,
for sure.
But absolutely.
It's an amazing read. Go to thetakeaway.org, where everything on the program is referenced there, and you can find out more. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.